can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The GOP candidate for Kansas's 3rd Congressional District is facing criticism from the left over her appearance. Progressive political activist Elizabeth Arnold recently tweeted, "Do you think it's a coincidence that Republicans are recruiting attractive young women to run for office?" Sarah Hart Weir is that candidate, and she responds to the attacks on Fox News.
"They're sexist, and this isn't just an attack against me. It's not just an attack against Republican women. This is an attack against women everywhere."
One lawmaker on Capitol Hill will be taking it easy this August recess. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tweeting this morning he'll be taking some time away from his public duties to recover from surgery. Paul tweeting that part of his lung that was damaged in the 2017 assault he suffered from a neighbor had to be removed by surgery over the weekend. Paul says he'll return to the Senate in September.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump is reportedly set to visit Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday following a deadly mass shooting over the weekend. Speaking to the nation from the White House on Monday, the president says there's things that need to be done to stop these mass murders.
"We must recognize that the internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the internet and stop mass murders before they start. The internet likewise is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the 2 decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another, over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion."
A 68-year-old Tennessee man is the most recent shark attack victim off the coast of Florida. He was bitten in New Smyrna Beach while standing in knee-deep water. He was treated and released at a local hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and we're doing a summer program today. I was just getting ready to post our topic today on our page, and the news stopped. I thought there was going to be maybe a little bit more information, especially with all of the shootings and the tragedies that occurred over the weekend, and we're going to talk about that a little bit today. And we have some great quotes about summer I'm going to share. And then I want to make sure that we really get the most out of the remaining days of summer. It is sad for me in the morning. It's so much darker now. I really enjoyed being able to leave, and it's light. There are so many more hours of daylight, but we've lost about 45 minutes or so already since the summer solstice. So what does that mean? It means that I feel that there's an imperative to make sure that I hit as many summer sites as I can. And of course, the summer goes into September, and there's some great things to do in September, but there's plenty of things to still take advantage of here in Hunterdon County and around New Jersey. So we want to make sure that we don't miss anything, and that we, all the things we said we wanted to take advantage of this summer, that we really get to explore and make sure that we make a go of things. So let's just get to our quotes. and we'll get our show on the road. I even have some summer music to share today, so that's good, right? So here's our quote of summer. There's quite a few, but I pulled together a number of them that remind me that we really have to enjoy the time that we have left. So one of the quotes is, if you're not barefoot, then you're overdressed. So I know that there is a whole movement of people who are barefoot 365 days of the year, no matter what the weather, climate, or where their geographical location is, they go around barefoot. So, and it's a huge thing in running. There's even certain shoes that, you know, are made to be a barefoot type experience. So haven't done that myself, but I am a barefoot kind of girl. Like to be outside and have the hot slate on my feet. I like walking around in the morning dew when we had a particularly cool morning like this morning. And you have a sense of being grounded that way into the earth. So some of our quotes today, one is from Henry James, and he said this, summer afternoon, to me, those have always been the two most beautiful words in the English afternoon, in the English language. So that's us today. It's summer afternoon. So let's get our commercials on, then we'll see our summer weather, and then we'll be back in the studio.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so you want to know the weather? So do I. So we do have a hazardous weather conditions statement that is up, and I was a little concerned about that, but then I read it and I realized it's probably okay. So that's coming to us because there is a possibility starting tomorrow, going through the next couple days, that we may have some very specific or targeted weather that could be torrential rain or severe thunderstorms. Now, what was interesting is I was out of the area this weekend, and Saturday evening we had a terrible rain, must have been 2.5 inches of rain. And a couple towns over, they had no precipitation whatsoever that evening. So I guess it's sometimes it can be really local. So just keep an eye on that. What we have today is beautiful sunny skies. Actually, I have some plans later this evening to be outside at 6 p.m., and it's going to be sunny and 81. So it was a little cloudy today. It was a great day to be outside, and I actually took my laptop and I stayed outside to do my work today, which I appreciate being able to do. So Tuesday and Wednesday are the 2 days where we may have seriously isolated but severe thunderstorms, and it's very cloudy. I don't think we're going to see the sun until Friday. So that's what we're looking at. We're looking at a high of 84 both Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday we have a high of 85, and it's mostly cloudy. But Friday and Saturday, those are our beach days. It's 81 on Friday and 79 on Saturday. Perfectly sunny, beautiful day. The rest of the week's looking good in the 80s and sunny, so perfect weather for the summer. So I'm going to make sure everyone is thinking about the summer and all the things to do in and around Hunterdon and New Jersey. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're back here with a few more quotes. So there was a great quote from Henry David Thoreau, and it said this, one must maintain a little bit of summer, even in the middle of winter. And I think that that is especially important. I know that I am prone to not sleep very much at night, but you put me on the beach, on a hot summer day. Make sure my blanket, no one's around me, but I can hear the noise of other people and the surf and the waves crashing, and someone has music on, and it's noise that you don't have to be concerned of, but it's the beach noise. I'm asleep in 2 seconds. It is the best sounds. Maybe even someone screaming ice cream on the beach, or hot dogs, or something. And those are the sounds that we carry with us. So when it's freezing and we're shoveling and there's, you know, 2 feet of snow or 2 inches of ice and we can't walk around too much or go for a nice run and think about those summer days, it's why my screensaver is a picture of the beach, because I want to look at it and remember those things. So there's some other quotes that I really liked. And, you know, of course, you could go live where it's summer all the time, but I'm always afraid if you do that, then it won't be as special because you can have it at any moment. I don't know if that's a very good philosophy or not, but it's like your favorite shirt. You want to wear it enough that you enjoy it, but not too much that it's not your favorite anymore, right? So another quote here is from Audrey Hepburn. She's always good for some great quotes. And she says, to plant a garden is to believe in tomorrow. And I think that's true. I know there was a quote I heard at one time and said something like, you know, we think that we're gardening to help the plants, but it's actually, they're actually nurturing us. So it is definitely a time to think about what's left of the month of August, and we have September, and make sure that if we haven't gotten to the beach or the sand, that we get to enjoy the things that are fleeting. And I guess that's the message, because time is fleeting, memories, they don't fade though. So let's listen to some summer songs and then we'll be back.
Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on. I guess I never was meant for glitter rock and roll. And honey, I didn't know that I'd be missing you so. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in the brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Rent a cars and westbound trains, and now you're off on vacation. Something you try to explain. And darling, it's I look so. That's the reason I just let you go. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent 4 lonely days in a brown LA haze, and I just want you back by my side. I can't help it, honey. You're that much a part of me now. Remember that night in Montana when we said there'd be no room for doubt? I hope you're enjoying the scene. I know that it's pretty up there. We can go hiking on Tuesday. With you I'd walk anywhere. California has worn me quite thin. I just can't wait to see you again. Come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight.
So we have some events to talk about that's happening in and around Flemington. And, of course, I don't know if you went to the big event last weekend, which was the Balloon Festival. So we posted some pictures from the Hunterdon County Chamber that was at the event. It's a huge event in Hunterdon County that draws so many different people to the area for that event. But there's other things coming up. For example, on August 10th, there is a corn, tomato, and beer festival over on Stengel Road. And that is, it says it's for foodie and beer lovers, family-friendly event with microbrewery, beer garden, live music, and great food. Now, there is a rain date for August 11th. So that is this Saturday. So this weekend, that sounds like a really, really fun event. And I wanted to make sure that we talk about the music events that are going on, but I also have to pay the bills, so we'll be right back.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And that was the voice of Larry, who is our host prior to our 4 o'clock broadcast, and he's usually on from 2 until 4. He does 2 different shows back to back, and one is the Medical Center and the other is his NAMI Hunterdon show. So always some great information about mental health assistance and resources and hospital programs and resources. So it's important information, and he does a great show. I get to listen to him quite often, and on the podcast, where you can always download your favorite hosts and get to enjoy their program while you're doing something. It's nice because, you know, it's an hour podcast. So when I am off to doing something that's exactly an hour, it's especially driving, it's nice to have a podcast to keep you company. So to get back to our topic on at hand and the events going on in and around Hunterdon County, I want to make sure we talk about Music Under the Stars. This is on my list to make sure I get to one of these this year. So I think I'm going to be looking at the one next Thursday. So we have every single Thursday at Deer Path Park, there is a different concert that's available, and they're called Music Under the Stars. So let's see. I'm not sure if I know who is coming up on this Thursday, but let me see if I can get that. And I would if I had some ability to operate my phone. It would be amazing, wouldn't it? All right, so that's Music Under the Stars in Flemington at Deer Path Park. And they're every Thursday. And the next scheduled one is Thursday, August 8th. I think this is not the one I'm going to go to. I'm going to go to the one next week, which is, I believe, a band that sounds like the Eagles or a, what is that called? the Best of the Eagles. So I know that's called something, a cover band. So I think it's like a cover band. So we have August 8th, the Morris Stones. I wasn't sure who they are, but it's an oldies rock band. They're from Morris County, and they're comprised of students who have been performing all along the East Coast for the past 6 years. So it sounds like a great concert, oldies rock. One I'm going to try to go for is on the 15th, and that's the Best of the Eagles. So they both sound like really, really nice events. So I want to make sure I do that. I missed the symphony one. I think I was away. That was, I think, the first one. So they've had the symphony. They've had Captain Jack, Slippery When Wet, which I know is a very popular band. The Amish Outlaws, which I know people really enjoyed that one. They have these great things, so we want to take advantage of them. And last week it was the Hunterdon Harmonizers. So we have 2 weeks left for these, so we have to make sure we go to one of these, either this Thursday or next. So that's exciting. And it turns out that the library also has some concerts. I'm going to see if I can get that when we're on our next break, because I know they don't conflict with one another. I'll try to make sure that we can get that information out as well. All right, so back to our list of things to do. So we have the Tomato Corn Festival, which is at the Stengel Factory on Stengel Road. And that's another great place to come for an event or a venue, music. You could bring your food in, and plenty of, you know, tea place right there. The other thing I wanted to mention is every Friday, it's the Clinton Come Together Friday Night Music, and that's from 7 to 9, and that runs right until September 6th. And I believe it started early this year, but then it's possible that it's maybe rained or they canceled the music. But I don't really remember, because the summer's going so quickly, it's hard to keep up. So there's also some runs that are still going on. I usually run the Sprint in Clinton, so I was sad they didn't have it this year. But there is on August 10th in Three Bridges, a 5-mile road race in Three Bridges, New Jersey. And September 10th is the triathlon. So I live on one of the streets where the bikes go by. So I really try to be home that Sunday and enjoy the bikers all racing down the road and see who is in the lead on the way there and the way back. I consider it, you know, certainly a bonus that I get to watch that. And that's on the 10th. So, you know, those are some great activities going on to make sure that you get to. Let's see what else we have. All right. So I think all the fireworks are over. The last fireworks happened on August 2nd. That's always a fun thing to do. And that's in Lambertville. Okay. So the Lambertville Station Restaurant Inn is always a nice place to eat outside. And let's see if we have any other events here. Maybe it. So let's see. Is there still an art show? Nope. Art show's over. So let's figure out what is left. We have to make sure that we don't miss it. So we better make sure we make it to the Corn, Tomato, and Beer Festival, because that may be our very last event that's going on. So we have the concert series at Deer Path Park. And, oh, there is still a car show that happens at, it's actually every other summer, every other Saturday all summer. Excuse me for that. Every other Saturday all summer long. And there's a DJ there. They have classic tunes. It's 3 hours. And it started on May 25th, and it runs through August 31st. So it looks like that is from Stengel. And I could tell you that we have August 17th is the British Invasion and Foreign Cars. And then August 31st, we have First Responders and Trucks and Military. So that's going on, and that is at Stengel. And the rain cancellation is made by 3 p.m. So I would suggest maybe checking out the Flemington Car Show website or Facebook page. They actually have a Facebook page, and I'll try to post that. And that will tell you what different sponsors they have and what events are left. So there's 2 weeks that are remaining, August 17th and August 31st. So let's try to hit one of those. In the meantime, I am going to do the news and then I'll be back.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After a mass shooting in her city left 9 people dead and dozens injured, the mayor of Dayton, Ohio, says people are fed up and it's time to take action and stop gun violence.
Is it never going to matter? Is this just the way it's going to be?
That's Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, and that audio is courtesy of Fox News. Addressing the nation at the White House on Monday, President Trump says sinister ideologies must be defeated.
In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
And President Trump continues,
we must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms.
The Dow is down over 700 points as China has allowed its currency to fall at its lowest level against the dollar in more than a decade. Shares of Boeing and Caterpillar are both tanking as each company does business overseas. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The GOP candidate for Kansas's 3rd congressional district is facing criticism from the left over her appearance. Progressive political activist Elizabeth Arnold recently tweeted, "Do you think it's a coincidence that Republicans are recruiting attractive young women to run for office?" Sarah Hart Weir is that candidate, and she responds to the attacks on Fox News.
They're sexist, and this isn't just an attack against me. It's not just an attack against Republican women. This is an attack against women everywhere.
One lawmaker on Capitol Hill will be taking it easy this August recess. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul tweeting this morning he'll be taking some time away from his public duties to recover from surgery. Paul tweeting that part of his lung that was damaged in the 2017 assault he suffered from a neighbor had to be removed by surgery over the weekend. Paul says he'll return to the Senate in September.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, President Trump is reportedly set to visit Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas on Wednesday following a deadly mass shooting over the weekend. Speaking to the nation from the White House on Monday, the president says there's things that need to be done to stop these mass murders.
We must recognize that the Internet has provided a dangerous avenue to radicalize, disturb minds, and perform demented acts. We must shine light on the dark recesses of the Internet and stop mass murders before they start. The Internet, likewise, is used for human trafficking, illegal drug distribution, and so many other heinous crimes. The perils of the Internet and social media cannot be ignored, and they will not be ignored. In the 2 decades since Columbine, our nation has watched with rising horror and dread as one mass shooting has followed another over and over again, decade after decade. We cannot allow ourselves to feel powerless. We can and will stop this evil contagion.
A 68-year-old Tennessee man is the most recent shark attack victim off the coast of Florida. He was bitten in New Smyrna Beach while standing in knee-deep water. He was treated and released at a local hospital. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
We're back in the studio here. I know, just reading something about one of the mass shootings, the death toll is now up to 22. Two people died in the hospital, so it's very, very sad. We have some different statistics on the mass shootings that have been going on. We're still doing a little information on the data to see, but it certainly seems like this number is really, really high. So we're going to talk about that at the end. But for now, we're going to get back to our summer program and a little bit of our summer music.
There's a crack in the hall where the penitents used to live. There's a crack in the hall where the penitents used to live. And we can make it right if we roll all night, give all that we can give. There's a crack in the hall where the penitents used to live. There's a leak in the hall where the infantry used to sleep. If we roll all night, better to start off your knees, yeah. There's a leak in the hole where the infantry used to be, yeah. Yeah.
Played that song was, it was called Boat Paradise. So when you think about the summer, I think we all think about the opportunity to go boating or to be on the water. And maybe it's the summer, maybe it's the summer love thing. How many summer romances or Greece on Labor Day weekend, watching that. And of course, the songs from Greece are amazing, so maybe we could get one of those on our next break. Now, we have some information on the shooting. So, so far in 2019, it says this comes from an online news article that seems to be a reliable source, although honestly, anymore, you just can't trust anything. So said in the space of less than 14 hours, and let's see if this includes, this was from 11:38 today, so I'm not sure if this counts the 22 people that died in the one shooting, but it said 29 people were shot dead in two massacres in two different cities across the U.S. 10 people were killed in Dayton, Ohio. So we'll to see about that. That is so sad that they have all of these shootings. There is 250 mass shootings in 2019 after the two massacres in 13 hours in Ohio. And this was 12 hours ago, so I'm not sure if it is the most accurate number. But there have been more mass shootings in the United States so far in 2019. So the tally of mass shootings in America surpassed 250 over the weekend, following two in the span of 13 hours, which left 29 people dead. Sunday morning saw a shooting that left 9 people dead and 26 injured in Dayton. And the shooter is also dead. And then in El Paso, so they only have 20 noted here, but we know now, from the most recent reports this afternoon, that there are 22 people that were killed and 26 that were injured. And there's one person that's still in critical condition on Sunday. So you always hope once they get to the hospital can save them and stabilize them. So this was the 250th and 251st mass shooting in America in 2019. And this is from the Gun Violence Archive, which is a nonprofit organization. So I'm hoping that this is very accurate information. So every weekend, it looks like we could pick a weekend in Brooklyn, New York last weekend. In fact, it was actually at a festival, I believe. One person was killed and 11 were injured, and it was a festival. It was the Old Timers event. And that was injured people were, the man who died in the shooting was a member of the Bloods, and it seemed like the police were pointing to perhaps some type of gang-related violence. And the same weekend, a shooter cut through a fence and opened fire on a crowd of people at a popular food festival in California that killed 3 people, and that included a 6-year-old boy, and 15 others were wounded. So how many of these do you not even know about just from mainstream news media that you don't always hear about these things? So a mass shooting is 4 or more people that are shot or killed during an incident, and that does not include the shooter in those statistics. So when I'm looking at this information, the only information that would be included in the mass shooting statistics for this purpose would be 4 or more that were shot or killed. So far in 2019, 8,734 people have been reported dead due to gun violence, and over 17,000 have reported injuries. And of course, we know there's a whole lot of gun violence that's not reported, that's not life-threatening. And it says, as of Sunday, 390 children, ages 11 and under, have been killed or injured, with nearly 1,800 teenagers ages 12 to 17 that were killed or injured. These statistics include shootings that don't meet the threshold for the mass shooting. So that's the total number. And then for the mass shootings, do they have a number for that? So I don't know if we have, we just have to go with the number of mass shootings, which are 4 or more people, and that is 251 in 1 year. We're talking 2019. So that is how many mass shootings we've had in America so far this year. And I don't know if you all recall the information, the program we did last August, on the shooting in Chicago, the gun violence in Chicago. So sometimes we see summer months as being particularly violent. So just a reminder, tomorrow's National Night Out. So if you live near a local police department, you should check their website or their social media page or Twitter account and see if they have events going on. National Night Out events are throughout the country, except in Texas. They do it a different day because of the heat, a different month and a different day. And it's an opportunity to meet your police officers, your police department, to engage with them, to be part of a community, to meet perhaps some neighbors or other people in the area. And often at these events, there are nonprofit organizations that come and have a table or a booth or are on hand to talk about the resources that are available in the community. So we think we know everything, right? When we're connected to our phone and our Facebook and our social media, there's so many resources out there and services that aren't always accessed. So it's really great when we can take part of a community event, because remember, in some counties, in the township that I live in, there are no local municipal police departments. We have to rely on the state police for law enforcement in that township. And as a result of that, you probably don't know who your troopers are. There's probably not an opportunity to engage as there might be with a local police department and school resource officers and some of the interactions that you may have just seeing people in and around town. In a positive way, it's a great way to build a relationship with the police department. So take a look. Maybe we'll post some things about that on our page. And I want to get to our last set of commercials, and then I think we need another Jimmy Buffett song, so stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
All right, we're back in the studio, and we're going to do a little Jimmy Buffett song. We did Come Monday because it's Monday, right? So I think next we're going to have to do Changes in Latitude, Changes in Attitude, or Son of a Sailor. So it's tough. All right, we're doing Changes in Latitude.
I took off for a weekend last month just to try and recall the whole year. All of the faces and all of the places, wondering where they all disappeared. I didn't ponder the question too long. I was hungry and went after a bite. Ran into a chum with a bottle of rum and we wound up drinking all night. It's those changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes. Nothing remains quite the same. All of our running and all of our cunning, if we couldn't laugh, we would all go insane. traditions of good times that brought so much pleasure makes me want to go back again. If it suddenly ended tomorrow, I could somehow adjust to the fall. Good times and riches and son of a bitches, I've seen more than I can recall. These changes in latitudes, changes in attitudes, nothing remains quite the same. Through all of the islands and all of the highlands, if we couldn't laugh, we would all.
Don't go insane, but is that not summer music? And we have a new chair in the studio, so some of you may recall from our Facebook live feeds that the microphone would keep getting higher and higher, and our other chair didn't have the adjustable, so you either had to hold it or just kind of hope for the best. Now it looks like our holder is fixed, and then if it's not, I can actually pretend that I'm taller than my height, which is something that is also something that should be done for sure. So I just posted some information that I found online about from the nonprofit organization. So I believe that it is from a nonprofit organization that is providing information on gun violence across America. They're collecting the information. And so I thought it would be helpful to post it. We look at the stark numbers. It's really devastating, I think, to think about it. So we are coming up to the end of our broadcast here. We have a few minutes left. So I did just get a post, though, about an upcoming event, but it's not in the summer, but I guess we'll mention it anyway. So a guest from our show in the past, Kim Kramer, who has the Marketplace, I believe it's called. So there is a date now for 2019. I just don't know where the time goes. I don't know what to say about it. And you know me, I don't want to let summer go, but I wanted to let you know that there is a 2019 Winter Village that's happening in Clinton. And they showed a video. So it's see if I can get the text for it because I can't play the video. But the tented and heated German-style market has been extended to 3 days, November 29th, 30th, and December 1st. So vendors and sponsors who are interested can get in touch with Market Space Vendor Events, and that's Kim Kramer. So we did remember a little something. That's good, right? And I don't want to hurry along our summer. I want to enjoy what is left of it. And I think that may mean another Jimmy Buffett song as we sign off for a week. So I should also mention that today we did have a scheduled guest. We are continuing our series on addiction recovery and resources. And our guest did tell us well in advance that today had to be rescheduled for some staffing changes. But we will get them back in the studio, I don't know about this month, but certainly If not, we will do so after Labor Day weekend, which is September 2nd. So we won't be here that day. And our next, today, I think, so we'll try to get them in. We do have Northlands coming on the 19th. So that's exciting. There's a lot of changes that go on in the summer with scheduling, so that can make it a little difficult. But I definitely want to let everyone know about the library concert. So let's see if I can bring that up. And that is at Hunterdon, right? I'm not sure if it's the main or the North Branch. So I'd like to be able to get that information for you. Events and concerts, maybe it's in here. Sure. So at the library, looks like on Route 12, we'll do concerts. And they have the Legendary Shack Shakers at the Stanhope House. Let's see. I'm going to have to post this on our page because it said it was the Hunterdon County Library, but then it brought me, it tricked me into going to another event. But here's the actual library Facebook page, so maybe we could find it there. There is a knitting group, an aliens, a writer's group on Friday, August 9th, outdoor summer concert. Here it is. But I'm not sure which location it is. So we will definitely get that information on our Facebook page. In the meantime, that just about wraps up our time here. And we have another live guest coming at 5 o'clock for a great hour of live programming. And I will see you all next week.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer. Our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Peace and quiet. Hope to see the sun again. But now
do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Dayton, Ohio say Sunday's mass shooter brought large amounts of ammo, but was killed by police before he could use it. Dayton Police Chief Richard Beal talking about the ammo and casings they picked up.
If all of those were completely at full capacity, including the loose rounds found on the ground near him, as well as in a backpack that he carried, he would have had a maximum of 250 rounds in his possession at the time.
Following the shooting in Dayton and El Paso, Texas, President Trump addresses the nation and says we need to reform mental health laws.
We must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, a rough day for the Dow as it lost 767 points to close at 25,717. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
With reaction to what President Trump said earlier at the White House, El Paso City Manager Tommy Gonzalez says,
I'm glad he spoke directly to those issues, and I do feel like he came forth with some opportunities to have a dialogue, and I do think it's important that we all come together at this particular time and try to find solutions.
The nation's average for a gallon of gasoline is down again. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Violence in another city is causing police to take action. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The two mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton on Saturday getting much of the attention, but Chicago police are taking action after another violent weekend there. Most of the violence on the west side. The police superintendent, Eddie Johnson, says it's disheartening.
You have to stop and ask yourself, what more will it take
before we get a handle on what's going on, not just in Chicago, but across the country.
Chicago police say 15 people were shot in separate incidents just yesterday morning in the Lawndale neighborhood. Police have deployed additional officers to try to stop the shootings and prevent retaliation.
There's a new number one at the box office over the weekend. USA Radio Network's Wendy King runs it down.
You guys have to work together.
No way.
This guy's a real ass.
The top movies